Raynar understood why Thurut needed to harness the Force. But even if he knew how to share it, he was not strong enough to share it with so many beings at once. Thurut was amused by his confusion.
By the time we are ready to build, you will be no more. The architects will be the ones who give us the Force then.
The architects? Raynar asked aloud. They were once again drifting into the area of conversation the Masters would need to hear. Who are the architects, exactly?
The brother and the sister,
Thurut explained, still speaking inside Raynar's head.
Avaloth is the only thing capable of bringing them together. It angers them to see her destroy civilizations they have spent millennia cultivating.
The Killik stepped to the next panel, where a pair of insects stood looming over a small swarm of Killiks, who seemed to be assembling some sort of oversized fusion core. The first overseer was a luminous butterfly with large oval eyes and gossamer wings. Her companion was a powerful-looking beetle with heavy wings and a craggy head adorned by two raised stripes.
Soon, the architects will form a pact and emerge from hiding. And when they do, the Hive must be ready to answer their call.
These are the architects? Raynor asked. He stepped closer to the panel and pointed at the two supervising insects. You're saying that the brother and the sister are insects? The root spread her four hands.
They are to us.
Ah, of course. As Raynar spoke, a torrent of memories flooded into his mind, of the architects joining with the root, and dozens of other hives, of suddenly just knowing how to build wonders like the World Puller, and Still Curtain, and the Chasm of Forever. And he knew that Raynar Thul was no more. He nodded. Now we understand. When he turned away from the panel, he found Tekli and Lobaka looking not at the crucial scene, but at him. Lobaka's muzzle was hanging half open, baring his fangs less in menace than in shock, and Tekli's eyes had gone wide with alarm.
Raynar,
she said,
it's time to leave.
That cannot be,
Thurut said, her words coming in a flash almost before Tekli had finished speaking.
The Hive must be ready when the Ones call. And for that to happen, the Hive needs a Jedi to help it grow.
The agreement was reached in the time it took a thought to flash from one mind to another. And when Raynar turned to address Tekli, it was so quickly she did not even seem to realize that another unheard conversation had taken place.
We agree, he said. The time has come to report what we have discovered to the Jedi Council.
He pointed at the two insects in the panel.
Tell the Masters that the Ones do not look like this to all beings. They take a form that suits their servants.
Lobaka roared that he wasn't going to tell the Masters anything, that Raynar was going to be the one doing the talking. He raised a furry claw, reaching for an arm, but stopped when his friend used the Force to gently push it down.
We are sorry, my friend, but we must stay, Thur Thul said. And you must go. Raynar Thul is no more.